Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update. It's sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
Let's get it started here. Tiffany, what is going on with Jack?
Guys, I don't know. It's crazy. We had a perfect date, and then he just completely ghosted me. I mean, like, who does that?
Yeah, I mean, it happens. It's probably never happened to you then, huh, Tiffany?
Never, I mean, I've heard stories, but yeah. This is a first for me.
Okay, yeah. Well, let's go back to that first date, Tiffany.
Hopefully it's just a misunderstanding.
Yeah, tell us what you and Jack did on your first date. What happened?
We went to a tapas place, a tapas restaurant. It was really nice.
Wait a minute, a topless restaurant?
Tapas.
Okay, different. All right.
More of a third date thing.
Got it. I've been trying to get to Jess to go to a tapas, but she won't. No way. All right, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Anyway, tell us about the date. It's not about me. It's about you. Yeah. So tell us about your first date with Jack. I'm sorry. I won't interrupt again.
No, I mean, it was a typical date, you know, drinks, food, good conversation. It just, you know, when you end a date and you're like, that went well. So I'm just like not sure what happened.
Yeah. Was there something, Tiffany, the two of you, you and Jack talked about that might have made him uncomfortable? Maybe something happened with the staff or an awkward topic that maybe came up?
I mean, believe me, I've been thinking about this, and I just can't come up with any reason why he would be ghosting me. Yeah. It just doesn't make sense. Like, there was nothing that stood out of the ordinary.
Like, if you sent a text, and have you called him or anything, or, like...
Yeah, I've reached out a few times, but I didn't want to get into too much, like, double, triple texting territory.
Yeah, right. Makes sense.
So I called a radio station.
Yeah. All right. Well, Tiffany, all we can say is let's take it from here. Call him now. See if he'll join us on Second Date Update.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Could we speak to Jack, please?
This is him. Who's this?
Yeah, of course, Jack. And sorry to trouble you this morning. And it's not a sales call or anything like that. Everything's fine. We're Thunder and PT, and we co-host the morning show here. And we got to tell you, you're on the radio on 102.9 The Wolf. And we're calling to ask you, Jack, about a date you went on recently with Tiffany.
Okay, why?
Yeah, I mean, good morning, Jack. We do this thing called Second Date Update. And so she reached out to us kind of wondering, to be honest, why you haven't gotten back to her on maybe a second date.
Oh, I mean, that's a bit strange, but sorry, I'm just a little, put off.
Here's the thing. Jack, Tiffany would really like to know. She had a great time on the first date. Can you just enlighten us on what's going on or what if something happened? Can you just kind of fill us in?
Yeah, I mean, the date actually was fine. You know, she didn't do anything wrong. I thought we had a pretty good time. It's just my mom doesn't really approve, to be honest.
Your mom?
So my mom, I told her about Tiffany, and she said she doesn't think that we'll be a good couple.
Your mom wasn't there on the date, was she?
No, and I know what you're probably thinking, like he's a mom's boy or something, but it's not the case. My mom, she has this weird ability, and it's kind of almost psychic-like, and I really don't know what it is, but she's able to predict who will stay together, who will separate, and honestly, over the years, she's never wrong. So we all take it very seriously, and I told her about our date, and she said right away, I already know that's not going to last.
Wow.
Okay. That's just, all right.
I mean, I know that's a weird conversation then to say to Tiffany or anybody that you're dating, but you've kind of left her hanging.
Yeah, you're right. I should have told her that, but I mean, I can definitely tell her, you know?
Well, hold tight. Hey, Tiffany, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Go ahead. You're on with Jack.
Oh my God. Jack, what are you talking about? Like, this is kind of insane.
I know it sounds insane, and, you know, it's just that my mother knows these things somehow, and she's never wrong, and, you know, we take it all very seriously, so.
You don't have to listen to your mom. You're a grown man.
No, I know that. It's not that she's my mother, either. It's just, like, she's, like, psychic or something when it comes to relationships. It's like, you know, like, the Teresa Caputo stuff. Like, when she has a feeling, it's usually spot on, and she just feels that we won't last. So, you know, I'm like, why even bother wasting the time if I already know what the outcome is going to be?
Okay, well, that's super crazy. I don't think you should let your mom dictate your life, psychic or not. I mean, I feel like it's pretty obvious that her psychic whatevers have been guesses and been lucky. Like, she doesn't know who's going to stay together, especially based on a brief description of one date. Like, what's she even basing that on?
She just says she has a feeling about relationships, and it has nothing to do with the people themselves. It's more of just a hunch or a feeling. And
I'm sorry to interrupt, Jack, but she doesn't tell you why. She just has this intuition that's never wrong.
Yeah, she'll get a feeling. She'll know when someone's pregnant before they do. Like, she just kind of has this thing. And so now, after years of us all, you know, speculating against her, and we are always end up being the wrong ones.
Okay, but
like, we all just...
Then why didn't you just go to her before you went out with Tiffany and put her through all this? Why not, hey, Mom, I'm going to go...
Yeah, can you do that? Yeah, can you say...
Look at this profile or whatever. Yeah. And tell me what you think. Because you're just wasting a lot of people's, including your own, time.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. I don't know why I don't do that. But, I obviously, if I'm just doing that with everyone, then, you know, I'm not really giving anyone a shot. And
do you think we could get your mom?
I'm not really giving anyone a shot.
Yeah, that's true. Right. I agree, Tiffany. I was thinking maybe for our show we could just get your mom on, and then we wouldn't have to do Second Date Update. We just get two people on and go, hey, should they go out,
yeah,
Mom, or not?
Hey, we got Tiffany and Jack. What do you think? Hey,
seriously, Jack.
Ben and Sarah, what do you think?
Jack, your mom is that good. Like, she's never been wrong.
She's never been wrong. It's the wildest thing.
Tiffany, what are you feeling right now?
You know, I'm feeling like maybe I dodged a bullet here.
I don't think that's a bad observation. Listen, we wish you all the best. We still hold out that offer to have your mom on, so we won't ever have to do Second Date Update. We'll just get two people on. Should I go out with a mom? No. And that's just, we'll just call it Mom Knows Best.
Mom.
All right. Good luck, Jack. Tiffany.
Oh, good luck, Tiffany,
God
too.
God bless you.
Yeah.
We're sorry about all this.
Thanks for the help. At least I got my answer.
Yeah. Wow. Thanks for being on
Second Date Update.
Up next, it's 90 minutes of nonstop nonsense and everything country with Thunder and PT on The Wolf.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.